The Micro Investment Development Agency, MIDA, is to rebrand itself in order to maximize its efforts of facilitating the development of the micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises MSME sector. Chief Executive Officer CEO of MIDA Lanville Henry says the agency is to reorganize and focus on areas such as risk management, collections, debt management, including assessment of all bad debts and the analysis of credit before loans are granted.
This would be accompanied by an expansion strategy to widen the distribution capabilities to its MFOs, which are the microfinance organizations, island-wide, so as to ensure that credit is available and affordable and sustainable.
MIDA's current role is to provide funding to microfinance organizations, MFOs, for on lending to new and existing MSMEs in agriculture, manufacturing and services, among other sectors. The MFOs advise MIDA of the various businesses that they lend to, the amount and the purpose of the loan. It is critical for loans to be repaid by both the MFOs and the MSMEs in order for MIDA to retain its revolving fund. Prior to the MFOs, MIDA financed the Community Development Fund's CDFs, which were the major retailers of the agency's money, but eventually had to discontinue service due to challenges in administering and managing loans.
There's a staff here, what they call DRUM, the Debt Collection Unit, that now collects the debt of those defunct CDFs.
To date, the unit has successfully collected some $14 million from CDFs with outstanding payments. The CEO explains that the agreement between MIDA and the MFOs stipulates that repayment must be made on a quarterly basis. He says the organization have been cooperative with a 90% compliance rate. With the refocus and rebranding, Mr. Henry says MIDA will be engaged in similar debt collection activities with MFOs, such as the Self-Start Fund and the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, and any other government organization that has receivables outstanding. Other MFOs to which MIDA wholesale funds include Jamaica National, JN Small Business Loan Limited, Access Financial Services Limited, and First Union Financial Company Limited. This is done through a revolving pool of resources generated primarily from the Government of Jamaica and the Government of the Netherlands Legacy Fund. So, how then does MIDA decide on the amount to lend to an institution?
This is based on the application and based on the strength of the balance sheet and the cash flow projection. So it's really an assessment done based on their financial position. And of course, their ability to lend the money and to collect money. We're not going to lend to an organization that will give some of the money and then forget about it and don't collect it.
Since its inception in 1991, MIDA has disbursed $3.31 billion and facilitated the development of over 35,000 businesses. Mr. Henry says the entity has contributed to the creation of close to 63,000 jobs. During 2015-16, the entity disbursed $155 million, financed over 1,600 businesses, and generated more than 2,400 jobs. Mr. Henry says MIDA has $150 million to lend for the 2016-17 financial year. He's, however, appealing for partnership from local and or international financial donors.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases, 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.